Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Do you feel kind of normal now back in your sweatshirt and slacks?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a microphone. Go on. Yeah, yeah, feels good.
It feels very good, yeah. I won't lie, when we did swap clothes, you were confident enough to leave the studio and go to the toilet and do all that. I couldn't.
No.
So I didn't have a coffee. Couldn't go to the toilet. I wasn't brave enough to leave the studio, the confines of the studio.
Let's relive everything that happened when we swapped clothes, Cathal and I. It was a joy. That is Kylie Padam Padam on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Our hearts are going Padam Padam. It's a special day here with Dave Moore on Today FM because Cathal Minogue and I, well, last week when he was slagging off my clothes, my outfit, he said it was just so appalling. You made some suggestions when you saw the pictures of me online that perhaps Cathal and I should dress each other. Well, guess what? We've done it. We have now come in to work, handed each other a suit zippy thing. You know those things, those bags that you put suits in?
Suit bag, I believe.
Suit bag. Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
That's the word. Cathal handed me his. I handed him mine. And yeah. Oh my God, the results are incredible. So all I can say is Cathal Minogue, you look amazing.
I think you look amazing. I look weird. I was afraid to go up and get my breakfast there. I feel weird. I look weird. We were upstairs and then a colleague of ours, Emma, bumped into Dave and said, oh, a nice haircut. She wasn't sure what was going on.
Something
but
was
she
different.
Knew something was different and something was weird.
She also knew something was different when she walked into the kitchen and saw you. Listen, I realize this is radio. You know, it's hard for you to picture exactly what we're wearing. So the good news is twofold. Number one is if you go to @todayfm on Instagram and go to our stories, you will see the two outfits and you will be very, very happy. The second good news is that Emer, who's here and whose jaw hasn't left the floor since we walked into the studio, is about to describe what we're wearing for you guys who can't check out to @todayfm's Instagram. I will say, Cathal, before we go any further, okay? All I'm feeling is... These are tight pants.
They are tight.
You gave me tight pants, and I mean, they closed. I'll give myself that.
Yeah,
did close.
I won't lie. I was a bit surprised that they were going to close, and they look great on you, man.
Yeah, you're saying all the right things. They are very, very, very tight. Like it took me about 6 minutes to get my phone out of my pocket when I sat down here. How are you feel? Could you encapsulate it?
Well, you know, I kind of feel like I just play this.
How do you do, fellow kids?
That's how I feel. And that's how everyone around the office is referring to me now as.
Well, Emer Shannon, the floor is yours. I think it's important that you tell the Today FM listeners what it is I'm wearing, what it is Cathal Minogue is wearing. I shall hand the fashion reins of the radio show.
I feel like I'm on fashion TV.
260 for my shirt. 260 for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
All right, go.
So Dave is wearing a black pant. The style is what some might call skinny, others might call second skin. Ladies, if you think your Spanx went all the way down to your lower calves, that's the look we're going for here. He's teamed the lower half of his look with a cheeky roll of the pant. I don't know how, but we'll go with it. Some pristine white Reebok and a notable absence of socks. On top, he is wearing a green corduroy, I believe?
Yeah. Shirt
and a simple black t-shirt. And the look, of course, set off with a Celtic-inspired ring that screams, Hector.
Yes!
Wow, right, that's actually amazing. It sounds way better than it looks.
Wow.
Give us Cathal Minogue, please.
Cathal, it's hard to know where to start. He's saying it's never too cold for shorts and rocking some beautiful camo print shorts. Throwing colour coordination to the wind, he's teamed this up with a bright orange Wu-Tang Clan
yes.
t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Noted on the back. and he's teamed that over a white longer sleeved shirt with some skeletons adorning the arms in a style that was last deemed fashionable sometime in the mid-noughties. Of course, with Dave and McCall, we can't leave accessories out, so we've got a bright yellow hat for fear we might lose him in a crowd, and some Nike off-white Jordan 1s with some fetching bright orange laces for fear we might lose his feet. Quite frankly, it's like patterns threw up on him.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Look, seriously, amazing descriptions. Oh, that is incredible.
Better.
I will tell you now that the good news is you can go to At Today FM and you can see it all if Emer's descriptions haven't frightened you off. But Carl, like, talk to me about the elements of the outfit. Like, the big Jordan 1s, how do you feel about them?
I don't know how you walk around in those. My feet are just kind of like clacking off the ground. They're just so flat and not comfortable. Okay. Hugging my heels.
Now,
I want my heels to be out in the open.
Tell me about the shorts. The shorts are camouflage print shorts. They're like a kind of a beige, greeny, I don't know, are they, they're not quite desert, but they're a mix of desert and forest.
Something that I would never wear is how I would describe them. I will say one thing about them.
Yeah.
Very airy. I'm enjoying that.
Okay, right.
As you can tell, I wear tight pants.
Yes.
I'm not used to this.
I would suggest. So, do you know what these shorts are to me? The reason I picked them out for you, Carl, is because they are the shorts that when I wear them, I feel super confident. I feel $1 million. When I have them on, it's like
the air.
They are my go-to fashion item where I know I'm going to feel good. Have I got one of yours on?
Man, it's the shirt.
Yeah.
It's the shirt, yeah. That's
green
my go-to.
Corduroy.
That's my go-to bit that I'm like, yeah, if I have that, whether I'm out, maybe for a few pints with the lads, or if I'm going to the cinema, or if I'm going to work, that shirt is something I would just throw on.
Forest
and I'm like, yeah,
green
it works.
Shirt.
Is it corduroy, Eames?
Oh, corduroy, yeah. I feel like I've seen you on nights out wearing that shirt. Like, I definitely think we have been in the pub with you wearing that shirt.
I can't believe it's the shorts that you would pick as your go-to.
Oh, absolutely. Like,
they're airy, but that's it.
So, what was it about? I mean, why did you not have the confidence? I mean, like, this genuinely, right? Okay, I know, look, it was a bit extreme in that I matched a yellow hat with the orange t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, but let's be honest, only the other week, the whole thing this came from, because I wore the same clothes, but I happened to wear a black t-shirt over a white long sleeve and a silver cap. Like it wasn't that far removed from what I wear regularly.
No, I know, but it's just, it looks so different on me. It's just so obvious that something is wrong
here.
Yeah,
that's true, that's true.
Like, when you went upstairs to go get your breakfast, Emma Nolan, who is a presenter on one of the sister stations here in this building.
And works on Today FM as well.
And works on Today FM as well, of course. Yeah. So we're all a family.
Oh, we're all from a great family.
She bumped into her. She was walking into the kitchen. You were walking out. And she kind of stalled when you were wearing my clothes now at this stage. And she goes, oh, nice haircut. So she was unsure. Something was different with you, but she didn't know. No. And then she saw me and was like, whoa, what's happening here?
Yours was far more obvious. Mine was a little bit subtle. Although the rolled up jeans revealing a lot of ankle, people were not happy
about
that.
But it just shows you can pull that off, the clothes I was wearing, as in the hat and the shorts and the t-shirt with the long sleeve underneath. Like, you pull that off. No one would bat an eyelid that you wear that.
There'd be the odd comment of, like, you know, the usual, like, are you in court? Are you going to a wedding or whatever? You know, if I wear anything remotely not shorts or tracksuits, people are like asking me questions.
Yeah,
you know,
but what I'm saying is you can pull off the funky clothes.
Well,
no one bats an eyelid for that.
No one bats an eyelid, but do you think I put it off, or do people just accept it that there's that Egypt who wears those ridiculous clothes and he's a middle-aged dad of four?
Well, when you went home to your beautiful wife, Tracy, I'm sure you showed her the photos, did you?
I showed her the little video of us doing our little kind of transformation,
And well?
She just went, all right, but you changed back into the clothes you're in now. I was like, yeah, just after the show. And she's like, yeah, they're better.
Well,
probably a bit of Stockholm syndrome that she's totally used to those clothes.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, because I do, occasionally when I do get dressed up, my kids will kind of go, oh, look at daddy. You know, if I'm in like a blazer or a suit or a tuxedo. Tracy's just like, you just look weird. Back into your shorts. I'm like, I know.
It's great though that she doesn't make you wear anything.
Oh God, no. She's more than happy that I'm just comfortable and relaxed.
Chill vibes.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, another fella who looks good in absolutely anything, mostly a little more than nothing, is Aidan Turner. He joined me to chat all about his incredible new Disney Plus show, Rivals.
Aidan Turner, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on Rivals.
Thank you.
I loved this so much. Like, I tended to watch it on the edge of my seat because, okay, opening scene, we won't give any spoilers away, but I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be raunchy. And I expected that kind of content. I spent the whole thing going, why are you doing that? Don't go in that room. Right. Don't sleep with that person. Like, yeah. It's so dramatic, right?
I mean, it's real drama. I mean, the book was written a very long time ago. Mm. There's a reason why it's been around for this long and that we're making it again. I mean, Gilly is an incredibly talented writer, and I think she writes character really well. And I also think it's not what people will expect the show to be. And it keeps surprising. I think as the episodes go to, it keeps growing. Totally. You know, it's got its own thing. So I think it's going to surprise people, but yeah, there's a lot of drama in it. It's not just the sex stuff,
which is there too, if that's what you're looking for. It's there too. Yeah, Declan O'Hara. Let's talk about him for a second. Mm. Not a Clondalkin accent.
Not a Clondalkin
accent. So I was wondering why, because you were obviously given license to be Irish.
Yeah.
So then why did you not just go, I'll just talk like I talk?
Well, because I've talked like I've talked in other stuff. Yeah. I haven't played like Irish characters, but I've kept my own accent for a couple of things. A couple or a few, but he's Irish and he's a proud Irish person, and I wanted the family to feel very Irish in the show and not just kind of skim over it a little bit. So I sort of based Declan on my dad. So Declan's from Wicklow,
right?
But we don't know what Wicklow accent sounds
like.
I didn't want to do the research. My dad's Westmeath man. He's an Athlone lad. So I based him on him, and he had a handlebar moustache for years, and so his, and Declan's physicality is sort of based on my dad's too. So yeah, I didn't reach too deep.
Oh, it really worked though, I must say.
But
it really
works. I think it works, and obviously I could make it quite accurate. I could really see Declan from the moment I read him, like, this is my dad.
And you mentioned moustache, I wasn't going to bring it up, but it's one of the finest television
moustaches
I've seen.
You
must have been proud of that.
I was very proud of that, yeah.
I mean,
I had two combs. Two combs in the makeup chair, doing that with the wax.
Was it your decision, or was...
It was my decision.
Good!
I forgot about this. I mean, Dominic, our showrunner, might hear this and go, hold on a second, what's this story he's making up? No, I remember, because there's a lot of moustaches in this show.
Absolutely.
As somebody said, face furniture. A lot of face furniture in Rivals. And I think they were just a bit, you know, when a showrunner or somebody sees a character a certain way, it's kind of hard to get them off the thing.
Of course,
and,
yeah.
But I explained that I want it's going to be a different kind of moustache. Mm. It's not this tight clip thing. It's going to be a big full number. So, and also, you know, Declan just strikes me as a guy who would have a moustache. I think I think it makes him look a bit older. I think people might
take him a bit... Which he would want, wouldn't he? Because he wants to be taken seriously.
That's it. That's exactly his thing. He wants to be taken seriously, and he wants to exist in this world in that manner. So, yeah, and on every level it kind of worked. But also, like, it's funny and it's fun. Like, people don't rock them out so much anymore.
Yeah.
And it immerses you in this world.
And, of course, that meant that in real life you presumably had a growing-in period, and then you had it for the shoot. So you're walking around normal life with this fabulous
thing. It's weird.
That's
the weird bit, because you almost want to tell people, which you don't, but you want to say, hey, no, this is not a choice, I'm doing a job, you know, but you don't do it. So, because anyone who's, if you walk out the street now, anyone with a moustache, they want that on their face.
They do.
They're saying that.
Yeah.
They want that look, and it's weird for an actor to walk around with a weird haircut or a thing, you're like, this wasn't my choice, kind of, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, and it's very striking, so you kind of forget it's on your face too, and then you pass by a window or a boots glass thing, you're like, oh my god, who is that chap?
When you were Killy in The Hobbit, by the way, a massive Lord of the Rings fan, so thank you so much for that set of movies. Did you, I mean, you presumably got in and out of the makeup, did you ever wander past a window and see yourself and kind of, oh my god?
Yeah, that would happen a lot. I had long hair during that shoot as well, I think, so with Killy's hair, it wasn't that much of a difference, but also, like, I didn't have much prosthetics on in that show either. I had this tiny little nose, so I swerved bullets left, right and centre on that one, so... Yeah, I was lucky. But yeah, it can be weird when you're dressed and you look like the character and you forget.
Forget.
That and then you suddenly catch a moment yourself in the trailer and you go, who's that creep?
Declan in Arrivals is obviously a skilled interviewer. Now, I interview people all the time. Yeah. That's my job. Mm. And I talk to famous people like you, but I also talk to my listeners all the time. It's a constant conversation.
Right.
Do you think Declan would have any tips for me as an interviewer?
Right.
Because he's brilliant.
He's good at it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is good at it. I think he's not into the fluffy stuff. I think he has an agenda and he has an angle. I don't think he tries to like lampoon people.
No.
But I think there is a story. You know, there's a beginning and a middle and an ending to his interviews, you know. Yeah. And I don't think he would interview somebody who that structure didn't exist in, which is hard for him when he goes to the chat show as opposed to the more serious kind of smoky BBC political stuff, because that's what they are. You can't always catch somebody out. He's more motivated by politics and cultural events and stuff, and not so much the fluffier side of the media thing. So he'd probably say, don't speak to actresses. Yeah.
Of all of the people to talk to, though, the cast around you is incredible. I'm going to be talking to Victoria Smurfit, but I mean, Danny Dyer surprised me, like just his character, the way he portrayed him. Everybody in this is so good. Yeah. People have to go and see Royal or watch Royals on Disney Plus. It's unreal. Let me ask you this, though. When you're in Ireland, I don't know if you live here, but when you are home, is there something about being home that immediately you go, I need to eat at this Chinese or drink this thing or visit my, you know, what is it that just makes you go, I'm home?
God, it's funny, you know, I was talking to someone earlier, and I think next year I'll be longer in London than I have been in Dublin. Oh, wow. It scares the life out of me, that. So, to answer your question, I get it about London stuff. I get it, that's where we live.
And, yeah.
But also, it's whenever I'm here, it tends to be in and out.
Right,
it's family stuff. So it's that. It's seeing the friends and seeing the family. You know, when I used to work in Lily's Bordello. And,
great spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I was in drama school. I worked there. And after drama school, I worked behind the bar, all that kind of business. And myself and my mate, Paul Merriman, he's my best mate. We know each other since we were kids. And we used to always dream of going into Lily's Bordello. And the cool people would go there. And then they started working there and they wouldn't let me drink there. So once I stopped and, you know, was acting a bit, we'd always come and meet at Lily's and stuff. And yeah, it was a sudden. We were actually the last people to leave when it closed down. We were upstairs with Gene and
really
shut the place. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, so
what
that
a claim.
Was a thing. But I don't know if I have any other things anymore. It's changing so much.
It is.
Know?
It's a different city than it was a long time ago.
What a man.
Yeah. Like, I haven't got to see Rivals yet, but it has the whole internet talking, Dave.
You'll see a lot of everybody who takes part in Rivals, I have to say. So prepare yourself.
I'm guessing when you were to watch that before you interviewed the lads, that are Aidan, that you didn't watch it on the big screen in the sitting room?
No, you can't really do that. I would advise everybody to make sure the children are nowhere near the television when that's on. Because, you know, sometimes if I'm watching something violent, I can usually pause.
Yeah.
In the sense that a kid walks in to ask me a question, I pause, and it might just be two lads about to hit each other.
Okay,
or
yeah.
Someone, you know, about to drive a car really fast through something or whatever. You know, like, it's rarely you'd pause and there'd be something inappropriate on the screen. Rivals, every 5 seconds, something inappropriate on the screen. Let me just say that.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, it all advances the story. I'll also
say that.
So it's
not unnecessary. I'm not able to watch those kind of shows. I won't lie.
Some people do find it quite uncomfortable. Like, I don't think I'd sit down with my man and watch it.
No, but you know about her sitting down with Tracy?
No, I don't think so.
I'd struggle to watch that with Claire.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like while that scene is on, I need to break the silence. Do you know that kind of feeling?
Yeah.
There's
a challenge for your relationship now. Have a look and see. Can you watch an episode of Rivals?
She loves Rivals. Okay, she's already a fan. She knows that. Try and stand and watch it with me.
No, watch it on your own. Listen, the other thing I got to talk about is unbelievable performance of a fella called Ray. Ray O'Farrell in Cork came on, played Music Master. Like, have a listen to this.
Master on Today FM.
Right, Music Master, second contestant. It's Ray O'Farrell in Cork. Hey, Ray.
Hi, Dave.
Are you Ray-O to any of your mates, or are you just Ray?
Just Ray.
Just Ray. So the O'Farrell, there might be a Ray-O. Anyway, that's not. Maybe it's more of a Dublin thing. Anything exciting going on with you today, Ray?
No, not much, Dave. Just resting and relaxing at home.
Oh, nice, on a day off.
Yeah.
The way. Finally has time to play Music Master, he says.
Yes.
Okay, Ray, well, we won't keep you any longer. Let's jump into round one.
Round one.
So, got two categories to choose from. Top tier is gone because Jimmy took that. But you can have either Hello YouTube or Take a Moment.
Hello YouTube, is it?
Hello YouTube, yeah, that's the first one. Or Take a Moment.
Yeah, I'll go with Hello YouTube.
Hello YouTube. Okay, do you know what year that YouTube was founded? It came out.
It's 2005.
You're right, and that's what we're going to ask you about. 2005 in music. That was when the first video was uploaded to the site. So let's see how your 2005 knowledge is. Your time starts now. The Vertigo Tour came to Croke Park. Who were the band?
U2.
Yes. Live 8 was held in multiple venues. What event was it commemorating?
20 years of Band Aid, or Live Aid.
Live Aid, yeah, that's all we wanted. Don't Funk With My Heart was a hit single for who?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yep. Complete the name of this Tiesto song. Adagio for what?
Strings.
Yes. Was the game released for the PS2 called Drum Hero or Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero.
It was. Amel Baraba replaced Mutia Buena in which girl band?
Sugar Babes.
Yes. Peter Kay and Tony Christie had a massive hit with the re-released version of which song?
Is this the way it's Amarillo?
That's true. Finish the name of this band formed in 2005. What sandwich?
Ham sandwich.
Yeah. Stereophonics sang Make Me Feel Like the One in which 2005 song?
Dakota.
Yeah. Michael Bublé released the song Home in 2005. Who had a hit with it in 2007?
Oh, Pat.
Oh, it was Westlife. Very well, though. You did very well, right? Let's count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Unbelievable round out of you, Ray. And let's see if we can make it even better in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
So we're going to play reverse with you as well. Songs going backwards. They are all songs that came out in 2005. I need you to give me the artist and title of each one for a point. Get all three, and I'll triple your score, all right?
All right.
Okay, Ray, here's your first one. What do you think?
Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Candy Shop by 50 Cent is bang on. That's a point on the board. Let's see if we can get you a second one. What do you think?
Hollaback Girl by Gwen Stefani.
He's got the two. Get this third one right now, and that number of 9 is going to go to 27. What is this? Artisan title, please. What you think?
On the DJ by Rihanna.
Oh, no, I can't give it to you. It's not Pond the DJ, it's Pond the Replay. God, Ray. Oh, one syllable away from an unbelievable triple, but still, 9 plus 2, an unbelievable score of 11. Oh, I mean, so close. So close to getting 27 points on Music Master. It wouldn't have been the highest ever, but it's right up there.
Yeah, he didn't get one wrong. Well, he passed the last one, obviously.
Yeah, so he got 9 out of his 10 questions correct.
Yeah.
And got 2 out of his 3 bonus correct. And he was one syllable away from getting all 3 correct.
Yeah, and what was most impressive was, before the quiz had started, you obviously asked him, as you heard there, what year
he knew that. It wasn't even a question and he knew it.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, that's a good start. Yeah, this guy has
Ray's an impressive fella, in fairness. And look, that's the thing about it. You can come up against somebody like Ray. You can come up against somebody like a few of our other contestants who've gotten 1 right and none right and maybe 2 right. So you just never know.
No.
It's the joy of Music Master. Well, look, prizes on offer, 250 quid in cash, a certificate for your wall, and of course those Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones. They could all be yours if you play Music Master. And it's available on the show that we do on the radio, 9 to 12, Monday to Friday, on Today FM. Say bye, Carl.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.